World has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This hour of Armstrong and Getty is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
Brian has been chasing one guest for 30 years, and it had become kind of a thing with people that are into the Conan Brian show, how he, like, has recorded videos and tweeted at this guy and sent him cakes and, like, camped outside his house and all these different
things. I remember the gag, but I can't remember who it was.
Robert Caro, the author of all the Lyndon Johnson books, finally has agreed to sit down with Conan O'Brien.
Wow.
And they're going to do it in a podcast form.
I heard a long interview with him.
Taylors or...
What's that?
About LBJ's tailors,
yes,
and what was that like?
Mostly
the fit
about,
of pants.
Mostly
yeah.
about the fit of his pants.
No, you can't leave me about it.
Oh, boy.
An age from where the zipper ends, around under my, back to my bunghole.
That is history right there, folks. That's a sitting president of the United States.
The only reason I bring it up is if you've never read any of those books, they're so friggin' good. Bill Clinton, George Will, a lot of people think it's the greatest political biography we've got in our nation's history, and it's so friggin' good. It's just the history of politics in the 20th century seen through LBJ. But anyway, the last volume of it's supposed to be coming out soon, and he's going to sit down with Conan O'Brien and talk about it, which will probably be good.
As I've said a couple of times recently, mostly I'm reading dumb musician autobiographies, enjoying them very thoroughly, but it's about the times. That's what's so interesting.
Yeah.
Reminding you of everything that's changed and...
While I was reading about this, I was reminded, because I read Path to Power, I don't remember which one it was, the second volume, I think, and it's fully laid out by Robert Caro, who gets beat up by some people for being a lefty and by some people for being a right-winger trying to destroy LBJ. So he gets it from all sides, and he says he just does the research and writes what happens. LBJ absolutely 100% guaranteed he tracked down the people who did it and interviewed him, stole the 1948 senatorial election in Texas fraudulently, which got him into the Senate, which allowed him to become the master of the Senate, which allowed him to become the vice president of Kennedy, which allowed him to become president. I mean, that whole thing started with stealing that Senate seat. And if he hadn't done that, none of that other stuff would have happened, more than likely.
And it could be argued a different person in charge of the Vietnam War would have made very different decisions during his tenure. Yeah, it's hard to say. But
Or
so,
civil
yeah.
rights legislation might not have happened.
On the other side of the coin.
Yeah. So it's interesting.
He literally stuffed the ballot box, right?
He had people doing it, you know.
Well, yeah, not him personally, yeah. But it was good old-timey fictional votes.
Rural counties.
Dead people, et cetera.
Rural counties in a place like Texas in the 40s. I mean, there was nobody to keep track of. If the person in charge of that county was on your side, that's just the way elections were all across the county.
Yeah. It is baffling to me.
Across the country? Yeah.
Yeah, across the country.
That anybody born before, I guess, me in 19, how you just weren't a constant criminal always. It was impossible.
Unless
they caught you putting the slip in the box, they had nothing on you.
Even then, there is no way to, like, whip out your iPhone and videotape it or anything. Right. So you have to take their word for it.
That's what he said.
Yeah. The amount of criminality that it must have gone on back in the day,
sure.
all around the world.
You got the local sheriff and his deputies quite literally opening ballot boxes,
going through them. There's a vote for Jones. That's in the trash. There's Smith. Good. There's Jones. Trash. Smith. Good.
Right. How did that not happen at every single election?
Morality, Sean. Morality.
I think it happened a
Something
lot.
Something you ought to read about a little bit.
I think it happened a lot. So the Democrats in the modern times today had a big conference call on Monday.
Well, wait a minute. Kennedy, the guy he served under. Joe Kennedy stole the election in Chicago, which swayed Illinois.
But I think that's just the way politics...
Let's Illinois swears.
I think that's the way politics just worked for a long time.
It was whoever could steal it the best.
Yeah, to a certain extent.
Yeah, it's, you know, when I used to coach soccer, I used to tell the players, girls sometimes, boys sometimes, they would be whining always about the referees or what the other team was doing. And I said, look, the rules are what the referee is calling today. That's the reality. Adjust to it. They're knocking you down. Knock them down. They bring a knife, you bring a gun.
That's the Chicago way.
Exactly. And they'd cry, and I'd say, I'm sorry. And the league would ask me to go home. And anyway, good day. Good memories.
That sounds like fun.
The league. They'd say, why are you here? You're not the coach. And you would get back in your car.
But I am coaching, I would say. Right.
You would just see a soccer game and get out of your car and walk over and start
barking out orders, yeah. Listen, the rules are what the ref is calling. They knock you down, you knock them down.
Server, we said 100 feet.
The judge was specific.
People are on their cell phones, he's back. So the Democrats in modern times had a conference call on Monday as Nancy Pelosi tries to ride herd over her her group of people there. That is mostly moderates, left out of the story a lot.
Sure. The great electoral victory in the midterms was almost exclusively moderate districts.
Who aren't digging talk of felons voting and eliminating cars.
And reparations and the rest of it. Yeah. Yeah.
So here's how some of the thing went. Now, I don't know if was this released. Was this supposed to come out? I don't know. It was in the New York Times, a bunch of stuff. Representative Susan Bonamici of Oregon and Stephen Cohen of Tennessee raised a different possibility as they had been discussing impeachment.
Oh, yeah. That was the main topic, right?
Yeah, whether or not they wanted to go forward with impeachment. And Nancy is saying no. How about voting to censure the president, the people on the call say? We have to save our democracy. This isn't about Democrats or Republicans. It's about saving our democracy. Censure.
Yeah, what's the difference between a censure?
Well, censure is almost nothing. I can't imagine how that would... So you basically would say, we officially say that was bad what he did.
We don't like him.
And you got the majority, so you pass it and say it's official. What
you
he did was bad.
Censured, sir.
And that is literally all there is to it. But it happens now and then.
Yeah.
And then the media makes a big deal out of this is the first time a president has ever been censured.
So it's like a certificate that they mail to Trump and he puts on his desk or something?
Yeah, it's the flip side of everybody gets a trophy, Sean. Yeah. Everybody gets a censure.
Who got censured recently and they tried to make a big deal out of it, but it was nothing? I think it was a Republican.
I don't know. I have trouble remembering things that matter.
Boehner got censured, didn't
Was it the Steve King?
Maybe. But anyway, it was one of these, the media report tries to make a big deal out of it. Nobody cares. It doesn't mean anything.
And hey, by the way, this is about saving our democracy. That's hogwash. Please. God, that, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's partly age and partly just my demeanor and the way I see life. All this frantic hand-waving about saving the democracy. The democracy's fine. Trump's own party is reining him in. The courts are reining him in. Congress is held by the Democrats. The democracy's okay. I mean, it's crumbling, but not for the reasons you're citing.
We must begin impeachment proceedings and investigate if the President of the United States committed impeachable offenses, said Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat of Minnesota.
Oh, I tell you what, we're not done with her. She said something wacky the other day about the Black Hawk Down attacks in Mogadishu. She is trouble.
After a bunch of people had talked, Nancy Pelosi jumped in and said, I know it's going to take courage on the part of all of our members to stick with a program that might not be as fast as they want, according to a person that was on the call. Okay, so this was leaked out.
But you know, that reminds me so much of what I'll say when I drive up to a Little League game. I'll say, we got to be patient, guys. We're down 3 runs. Patience. Again, they make me go home.
So I was watching my son's soccer yesterday. 7 to 9 year old soccer.
Oh, that's fun.
And
that's fun times.
There's not enough passing. There's almost no passing. If anybody gets a kick at the ball, they just kick it as hard as they can.
Sure.
I mean, that's pretty much what happens.
Do they got one kid who can dribble with it, and he runs roughshod.
Oh, yeah.
Do they do what my mom described when I used to play soccer as beehive ball, where it's just a swarm of kids chasing the ball?
The coach is doing a good job of getting them away from that, but it's a ongoing effort, and then it breaks down very quickly. Then it is a beehive again.
No discipline!
It's interesting how much of it at that age is just either some people have more athletic skill than the other, but a lot of it's just the two main things as I was observing. Aggressiveness, just how aggressive you are. Some people are and aren't. Some people aren't. I wasn't. My son's not really, but some people are. And then how much you're paying attention or care. Combination of paying attention and care. Some kids really care.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're watching the whole thing and care. There are other kids that, you know, they want to win because winning feels good, but they just, they're not that into it, and they think about it some of the time, but then they stop thinking about it.
And if there's a puddle, maybe they'll splash in it for a sec.
Exactly. Or maybe you start doing the flossing dance for a little bit.
You know, that reminds me so much of my eldest, Caitlin, who we called the Enigma for years. It turns out she's on the autism spectrum, and we didn't know it. But I coached her in soccer a number of years, which was a semi-bad idea, honestly, although at least I knew what I was in for coaching her. So I guess it was a good idea ultimately, but she just could not be motivated. She didn't care much, didn't try very hard. Then one game, she decided for whatever reason, yeah, I'm into this, played like a monster. Gave her all sorts of praise. I think she may have had another coach at that point, gave her all sorts of praise. Next game, she was back to checking out. It's the weirdest thing. Well, honey, what about last week? The way you played last week, that was something, man. Yeah, I guess.
Well, the soccer I was watching last night, the majority are in the kind of care, kind of don't.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's just a couple of kids that are, like, paying attention the whole time.
Yeah.
And care. So they really do well. But the other kids don't care that those kids are doing well.
Right.
Because they're just like, I don't
know. Is it ignorance or apathy? I don't know and I don't care.
And specifically that, I don't even know if it's necessarily aggression, but just a comfortableness with bumping into somebody else. Being comfortable with the physicality of sports.
Aggression might be the wrong word.
That's a good word. Yeah.
It's a good word, but it's just, like, I'm going to run really fast at that person. I'm a little uncomfortable with
that. I'm going to make them get out of my way.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the other kids just, you know, I don't want, oh, you were there first. I'm sorry.
Right. That was me.
That was me, too.
I was the puddle jumper. And like, oh, it looks like you really want this.
Yeah,
so go ahead.
You two babies. When I was an 11-year-old pitcher, I was throwing behind kids' heads just to send a message. I own the inside half.
You still want to be in Little League?
Right.
And then they would go home crying.
I knew if I got a kid crying, he was a strikeout.
I will finish up what Nancy Pelosi said to her caucus, coming up in just a moment.
Drill the kid with one and throw one at his mom in the stands. That's the kind of competitor I was. I was the Ty Cobb of my little league.
Luckily, my child who doesn't care that much has a dad who doesn't care that much, so it's not like I'm all the drive home. How come you didn't get that ball?
Send him to me. I'll take care of him.
Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the Money Press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
It's happening to you every night. One snores, and the other can't sleep. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution. A natural solution. SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at SnoreStop.com.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Your comfort and privacy is important, and products installed by Blindsided will improve the quality of life in your home. Enjoy the convenience of remote control power shades, blinds, or the elegant look of plantation shutters with expert installation. Comfort, privacy, and elegance in your home with expert craftsmanship from Blindsided. Call Bill today for an estimate at 945-3969. That's 945-3969.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Are you looking for a place with a fun and relaxing atmosphere to unwind after a long workday? Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has just what you're looking for. Easy to find at 2155 Hilltop Drive. Let owners Robert and Rhonda Hansen welcome you to your new favorite spot in town. Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has a great selection of beer on tap, fine wines, weekly live music, and a food menu that's currently the best-kept secret in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4. Clean, classy, and relaxing. Head to Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar. By far, the friendliest bar.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Just so that we're clear, every time we step on this field, our goal is to be a winner. And if your dad has said, oh, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose, just as long as you have fun. Well, I hate to say it, your dad's a loser. Okay? So let's get out, let's get our hands in. That team's pretty good, but we are gooder. So let's go gooder on three. Let's go gooder on three. Here we go. Hands in. Hands in. Hands in. Come on, talk to your English teacher here. Gooder on three. One, two, three. Gooder! All right.
Jack. Your dad's a loser.
Now that's a message.
Five takeaways from the town hall the other night, which fits into the conference call they had the other day, the Democrats.
Oh, and the latest AOC controversy, Jack. Stay with us.
So I mentioned a little of this earlier. So there's a big CNN, 5 hours worth of town halls for the 2020 Democrats.
That's funny. Although I love it. The so-called debates are stupid. Yeah. We were talking about this the other day. They're useless for choosing a candidate. Or you get 90 seconds on the economy. You get 90 seconds on Iran. You, I don't know, 90 seconds on whatever, fire safety.
Tell us why you want to be president.
Right.
Yeah, the town halls are way better. And so you had Klobuchar, Warren, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, and Pete Buttigieg. They're all there. Here's your five takeaways. This is from, who wrote this? Aidan McLaughlin. Do you know what the
organization? From 538.
Okay. Thanks to Bernie Sanders, felony voting rights are now a primary issue, which is interesting. And as we pointed out throughout the show several times, Bernie was hardcore. People in prison should get to vote. Kamala Harris went with the really weak. That's something that should be talked about.
Yeah, do we have that clip? Play that, because that's our go-to. Just get used to these words. Here they are, the words.
For people who are in... convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
She's a former prosecutor. Please.
Buttigieg was a firm no, just a flat no. Should people in prison be allowed to vote? No. That's the simple, easy answer that can get you elected president.
Yes.
Democrats are split on impeachment. That's the other thing we learned. They ask every candidate where they stood on Trump's impeachment. Warren got to serious plaudits from Democrats for coming out swinging on the issue, saying, absolutely, you got to impeach him.
Nah, she's desperate.
Kamala Harris made news by calling on Congress to initiate impeachment proceedings. The other three candidates less eager. Klobuchar punted, saying it's up to the House. Sanders called for a thorough investigation. Buttigieg said Trump has made pretty clear he deserves impeachment, but added he would leave it up to Congress.
Well, this shows you how cowardly candidates are. To say, look, I can't stand Trump, but I think if we initiate impeachment, that gets him reelected. I think we get him booted out in the election. That's how we get rid of him. I mean, is that so dangerous a thing to express?
The biggest applause line came for Buttigieg, earned himself thunderous applause for a question he refused to answer. They would ask him about the going back and forth between him and Mike Pence about gay stuff and hate and everything. And Buttigieg said, I'm not a master fisherman, but I know bait when I see it, and I'm not going to take it.
You know, that was a clever line. He's getting it. He's having it both ways, though. I mean, because he has absolutely initiated this fake feud with Pence.
Yeah, but it is wise not to continue it when you don't, not on your terms.
Only on your terms, right?
Yeah. That's the way I would do it.
Yep. Smart guy.
But anyway, since you brought up impeachment, the other day they had a conference call, Nancy Pelosi with all her House members, and they were talking a lot about impeachment and all that sort of stuff. And Nancy said, I know it's going to take courage on the part of all of our members to stick with a program that might not be as fast as they want. But again, I confess to you, and I say this to even my good friend Val Demings, who I have in the highest esteem, that somebody has said you got to impeach. I'm not struggling with this decision. In other words, I've decided.
Right.
We're not going to do this.
Right.
So it's off the table. The article went on
Val
to...
Val Demings?
Yeah.
Was that the name? That sounds made up.
It does sound made up. I wonder if that's not even a real person.
That's my guess.
The article went out to point out nothing in the Constitution says you have to commit a crime to get impeached. It's whatever Congress determines is a high crime, and that can be anything.
Or a misdemeanor.
Can be anything. We'll call it what you want. This is enough to impeach him.
Parking in a handicap zone.
Yeah, we don't like it. No orange presidents, they could decide. If they got the majority vote, you could take that.
What's He's not going to make America great again.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall? Oh. Next on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, guys. Don't mind me as I interrupt your radio program. It's Sue Cosner, sexual health expert, on men's performance in the bedroom. Do me a favor and don't touch that dial. That's a mistake. If you've been listening to this radio station, you've probably heard a compelling radio ad for Noxetril, the potent, all-natural male enhancement pill. Men constantly reach out and ask me, does this Noxetril really work? Or is it just another scam product? I can tell you there's nothing better than Noxetril. I recommend this super pill to men everywhere. It will transform your life in the bedroom once and for all. Strong, powerful results that increase your blood flow fast. No prescription, no side effects. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. So call Noxetril now and take advantage of an incredible free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
Find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service dish network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise the rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
So the stock market with some new record highs yesterday. The positive Sean portfolio must have been doing well, but we've recovered everything we lost, at least in some of the indexes.
S&P's up 17.3% for the year, Jack.
Unemployment's at an all-time low in the country, and for a number of minority groups, it's the lowest it's ever been. And this number out on Pennsylvania now has the lowest unemployment numbers they've ever had in their state's history. That's one of your major swing states. Now, where will that be? 559 days from now? Who knows?
I'm not going to talk about Joe Biden getting in unless you point a gun at me, except to say this. The upper Midwest, you know, you're the Rust Belty states and those close to it that Trump famously won, which got him the election. Biden's clearly the guy. That lane is the lane through those states.
Yep.
And so that's a powerful thing.
No doubt.
On the other hand, you know, if the economy's roaring like it is and the people in those states are doing pretty dang well, you know, I'm not sure anybody can take them.
Do you change horses then? Probably not.
There's no chance
the economy continues at this pace for 559 more days. Just historically, it doesn't work.
It almost doesn't have to, though, as long as it doesn't, you know, take a dump. Pardon me. That's some really frank talk, folks. I'm sorry. I'm trying to have
a highbrow economics discussion.
Yeah, exactly. And then he weighs in with that. Jeez.
Got a dirty mind.
Let's get to the news now with Marshall Phillips. Yeah, I'd say, and it should be.
So that victims of long ago sexual abuse can now sue for damages. And that is what is apparently is shaping up. Back in 2012, the existence of the Boy Scouts' so-called perversion files was made public. But a new investigation shows more than 7,800 men are on the list, and that number is only expected to grow. Victims' rights attorney Jeff Anderson...
They think it's going to grow from the 8,000 they've got now.
Almost certainly going to, yeah.
Victims' rights attorney Jeff Anderson telling ABC News the history behind the Boy Scouts' perversion files.
Since 1944, the Boy Scouts of America, when they got a complaint or concern about a scout leader, they would make a file on him and either keep him or remove him, but create a file called the perversion file.
Anderson says he's planning to file a multitude of lawsuits against the scouts and demand they turn over all their files on sex abuse.
If the Catholic Church and priests, they spend every day reading, thinking, praying about morality and can't do the right thing. And then you've got doctors who take an oath to do the right thing, can't do the right thing in the case of that gymnast doctor or some of the swimming doctors.
And volleyball and soccer.
I just don't think there's any realm of human behavior where you're not going to have this problem, apparently. There are way more people that want to molest than I ever thought. I don't know what as a percentage it is or what, but it's just way more people than you would think.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is expected to roll out his long-anticipated presidential campaign tomorrow morning, and fellow Democrat and rival in the nomination race, Senator Kamala Harris, wishing him well.
For people who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row.
Wrong clip. That is definitely the wrong clip.
Yes, an outrage.
Yes.
The good clip is good. Yeah. Can we find the good clip, the right clip?
Is that possible?
I know Sean has it.
Do you have it there, Sean?
Which one are you looking for?
We're looking for the welcome aboard.
One. Kamala Harris won.
Yes.
Ah.
Farm Joe. I adore Joe Biden, and I think he has to make whatever decision is best for him.
Okay, it was just
Arm Joe.
It was just beyond our capabilities to play that. That's fine. I wonder if maybe Joe Biden shouldn't have stayed out even longer, just until every op-ed piece in every major newspaper is, we're going to lose to Trump with Bernie or whoever they're talking about.
Right in on the white horse.
And then be the, okay, right. Time for a grown-up, time for a regular Democrat. You remember regular Democrats? Friendly to labor and all that sort of stuff, but not crazy? That's me right here. I wonder if he should have just waited.
That's a gamble.
It is a gamble.
Technology is being pitched now to retailers that uses cameras placed in stores to guess things like a shopper's age, gender, and even their mood as they walk by the camera.
How dare you assume my gender just because of my appearance? How dare you?
I've got resting...
Like people have been doing since the dawn of time.
Right. I got resting bitchy face.
And yes, you do.
An algorithm that assumes my mood is just going to always think that I'm a... Yeah.
These cameras are going to be focused even on what you're eyeing on the shelves in order to target you with real-time ads on in-store video screen.
What?
It's being touted as a way
to... I notice you're looking at deodorant there. A little smelly? Why don't you try this product from Gillette?
That's pretty much what we're talking about. Yeah.
Sure.
You're looking at deodorant, boosh, there's the screen, here you go.
Maybe
here's
you're looking
pitch.
At the candy rack, and why don't you keep moving to our diet section, Jumbo?
Anyway, it's being touted as a way to compete with online sellers who have access to all kinds of data about consumers and what they buy.
I think we're going to have a mass revolt against advertising at some point. Not radio advertising, which works and is...
Oh, certainly not.
And is sparse and not... Not annoying.
And high of brow.
But that just nonstop. We were talking about this earlier. Yeah. The emailing me. So I bought your product, and now you send me 50 emails a day.
Right.
Do you think that makes me want to use your product more? No, it does not. It makes me hate you.
In the NBA playoffs, a good night for Portland.
A three-pointer for the game. Yeah!
Blazers guard Damian Lillard hitting that 37-foot game-winning buzzer beater, completing the Game 5 comeback. They advance past the Oklahoma City Thunder. Blazers take out the Thunder, 118-115. And the Warriors hosting the Clippers tonight, Game 5 in their series.
The decisive Game 5, unless it's not decided.
Golden State up 3-1 on L.A., and that's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips of the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
4 hours of breaking down the Joe Biden candidacy tomorrow.
Not gonna happen. We'll talk about old Joe. Why not?
I'm yoking, of course.
I don't think he's got it in him. I really don't.
You mean just energy-wise?
Well, he's very old. He looks old. He sounds old. And he just... He's tried before, and he's just... He's kind of a flawed candidate. Now, you think he got railroaded the last time.
I know he did.
The plagiarism thing.
I know he did. That was just bad journalism.
Label this part of the podcast, Jack is soft on plagiarism.
That's just bad journalism. Now, him being a bad candidate's true. Running against other people similar to him. That ain't the case this time.
Mm.
That's a bunch of people out there that, for a lot of America, are whack jobs.
Right.
That might make the difference. I don't know. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Hey, guys, don't mind me as I interrupt your radio program. It's Sue Cosner, sexual health expert, on men's performance in the bedroom. Do me a favor and don't touch that dial. That's a mistake. If you've been listening to this radio station, you've probably heard a compelling radio ad for Noxetril, the potent, all-natural male enhancement pill. Men constantly reach out and ask me, does this Noxetril really work, or is it just another scam product? I can tell you there's nothing better than Noxetril. I recommend this super pill to men everywhere. It will transform your life in the bedroom once and for all. Strong, powerful results that increase your blood flow fast. No prescription, no side effects. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. So call Noxetril now and take advantage of an incredible free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
Find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution. A natural solution. SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at SnoreStop.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyota Tomy heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyota Tomy home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyota Tomy and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Simpson University is pleased to announce that its annual golf tournament is on April 26th at Goat Hills Golf Club. Join the rise at Simpson University, known as Simpson Rising, by joining or sponsoring this wonderful event. You can register or sponsor online at connect.simpsonu.edu/springgolf or call 530-226-4750. You can enter for a chance to win an Apple Watch, television, barbecue, and much, much more. So join us on April 26th at Goat Hills Golf Club for the Simpson Rising Pepsi Invitational.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month for two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Britney Spears put out a video yesterday on Instagram to allay fears from her fans, address rumors that she was being held captive against her will. I didn't know that rumor was going around.
Yes, indeed.
But she put out a video, and she posted in which she said, "Hi, all. I wanted to say things that are being said have just gotten out of control. I'm okay. There's been rumors. There's been death threats to my family. I just want to tell you everything's okay." She sounded like a crazy person explaining how she's not a crazy person.
Right.
Is what happened there. I don't know what's going on with poor Britney, but...
Well, her fans going crazy that she's being held against her will. The people should not be allowed to vote. who were any part of that.
Right.
Seriously, right. Online, hashtag free Britney.
How about this, Bernie? I'll compromise.
Right.
Felons can vote.
Yes.
People who engaged in the Britney thing can't.
Right.
How about that?
Fair enough.
And yesterday we said bad things. I said bad things about the Samsung Galaxy Fold because most reviewers who got one, it broke as soon as they got it. But here's USA Today saying, hey, we used it. Ours worked for the past week anyway, and it's pretty cool. It's a big phone, like the big phones that are out there now, but you unfold it, and then it's 7.3 inches across for the whole screen.
Ooh. So think of it like your new big-size screen phones, and then double the width is essentially what these new things are. They weigh a significantly amount more than your current generation of smartphones as well, but they also fold out into a bigger screen.
It's clear to me this isn't the one. But the fact that this technology is here, this is going to be the future of all phones.
This is like a prototype car at those auto shows.
Yeah, exactly. So it's out there and it can be used. You're not going to buy it. It's $2,000. But soon we're all going to have phones that unfold and we'll have a big old screen. Like this guy said, he was watching the NBA playoffs on it and that sort of stuff. And it was fine.
I'm going to get one that's like a Venetian blind that just rolls up. I wear it like a bow tie, then I can pull it down, and like there's...
And then just hold it up.
Here's the video. Yep, that's going to be me. And then when I'm done, I just pull it down again just enough to where it snap rolls back up.
Right. Back into your bow tie.
Beautiful.
Patent pending.
So the latest AOC controversy, and this is proof of what I've been talking about a lot, but... In the wake of the horrific killings at the mosques in New Zealand, AOC tweeted 14 times about it, about white supremacy and respect and peace and guns and the rest of it. She has not tweeted anything at all about the slaughter of Christians in Sri Lanka. That is a rather intriguing contrast, I would suggest. We talked about this a little bit the other day, but it's so obvious, and it's so common on the left. Xenophilia. You have to signal that you are in favor of everything that's either not white or Christian or American.
And male.
And male, right. And to not... have the consistency to say those other people. Well, she actually slaughtered about. Can you imagine not feeling safe in your place of worship about the people shot down in the mosque by a monster? But has had nothing to say about this. It's odd.
You know that there are a lot of people this way. Somebody who's in a mosque praying is interesting and good and devoutly religious.
Yes.
A Christian in a church is a bad person.
Right.
You probably are against gay marriage and voted for Trump and all kinds of different things that I hate.
Right.
So you're a bunch of weirdos. Every other religion is deeply spiritual and interesting, and I'm...
It must be respected.
Yeah.
Yeah, in spite of the fact that, for instance, in Islam, the vast majority of Muslims around the world have views that are antithetical to progressives in the U.S.
Of course.
But that's why it's a philia to me. It's beyond affection. It's an unnatural attraction, too. It trumps logic. It trumps reasonableness. Just this desperate urge to self-hate, to hate your country, hate your race, whatever. It's very strange. It's a widespread neurosis. It's a contagious insanity to me. Why you would not condemn this? The killing of 359 people, children.
Pretty damned awful.
Men, women, the young, the old, tourists, the devout, by the Islamists. That's terrible. And again, I mean, I said this the other day, but I think it's a point worth making. The New Zealand thing, he wasn't a white supremacist per se, although he may have actually had those views, but he was an anti-Muslim guy. He was one idiot. Now, it's worth, coming down against his philosophy by all means, but he's not doing anything else. There's no need to condemn him.
This is an international network with who knows how many hundreds or thousands of people involved.
Right, which is trying to do this stuff on an ongoing basis. So where are you, AOC? Not that I actually care, but I thought it was interesting. I don't care what she thinks about nothing.
Speaking of religion... came across these stats, and these were pointed to as an example of how less religious we are in America than we used to be, which is no doubt true, but it's still much more than you would get through the mainstream media. This is one of those, if you take in the world through the mainstream media, you get misled. For much of the last 70 years, at least as far back as this goes, church membership was around 70% in this country. It has gone down quite a bit, but it's still at 50%. Mm. 50% of Americans are a member of a church. I mean, you've gone far enough that you actually have a membership in a church, 50%. I don't think you would guess that from the way you take it through the media.
No.
And also, percentage of people that identify with a religion. You're not necessarily a member of church. You are, or you just identify with a specific religion. It's 89% for the older crowd, almost 90%. Generation X, it's 80%. And even for millennials, it's almost 70% that identify with a religion, as in I would identify as Christian.
Right, right.
Or Jewish or Muslim or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is, again, a lot higher than you would think by the way you take it through the media.
Absolutely valid point. On the other hand, that's a shocking trend line.
Oh, yeah.
10% per generation, really.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where that goes. Or and you know, you
the
could
godlessness.
Argue, and you could argue whether it's good or bad. But there's still a lot more people, given the fact that there was so little credit given to the fact that these were Christians that were attacked on the other side of the world. There are a lot of people in America that are Christians, including Democrats.
Right, right, yeah. The UN keeps track of this, and the State Department's supposed to, but I don't think they've filled that position yet. That if you look at it year by year, anything from 5 to 8 to 14,000, I think, was the high point of Christians are killed for being Christian every year around the globe. So it's thousands, many thousands in some years, which have been particularly horrific. And somebody was making a point I was listening to the other day that across the Middle East, and this is troubling, speaking of trend lines, that there was an active, thriving Christian community in Iraq for years and years. It's always been a little rough in Saudi Arabia, especially since the 70s, but Islam crushing Christianity is on the rise in the Middle East. It's not becoming more enlightened, it's becoming less. Not good.
It's Final Thoughts with A.N.G. Hopefully no more Hitler dings.
What does he say there, Tim?
Hopefully no more Hitler dings.
Oh, okay. Here's your host, Joe Getty.
All right, let's get a final thought from everybody on the team. Marshall Phillips, your final thought.
I just got a text from my next-door neighbor who wanted to warn me, the turkeys are back again, heads up. We have got, like, a whole gang of turkeys that roam through the neighborhood.
It's called a gaggle.
A gang, a gaggle, you know.
I don't even know if it's a gaggle.
It's not a gaggle. A bunch of birds.
Menaced by turkeys,
yes.
The Marshall Phillips story.
Yeah.
Michelangelo, final thought.
I'm off to buy paint to decorate my car with the Biden 2020 logo. Last year, I painted the side of my condo with O'Malley 2016. Hopefully, this one will go better this year.
Very nice. Group of turkeys is called a rafter or a flock.
A rafter, all right.
Hey, Positive Sean, final thought.
10-year-old Sarah Hinesley won a National Handwriting Award contest. Oh, by the way, she was born with no hands. Tell me more about your excuse on why you're not doing the things you're trying to do in your life.
There you go.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Jack, final thought.
Last night after my son scored a goal in his little soccer scrimmage at practice, when the coach turned his back, he did a little dab. Not a full dab, but a little dab.
Oh, my.
Just kind of a...
It wasn't but like this high.
Oh, very subtle.
He knew it was a bad idea.
Many.
Just barely did it.
A mini dab. So my college kid, her computer went belly up, and so she's shopping for a new one right now. And I gave her a price range, and her boyfriend, who's a great kid, but he keeps recommending more expensive ones than I said was cool. This is why socialism won't work. He's not paying a tab, so he's thinking, yeah, what's the difference? Come on!
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
So many people to thank. What, Sean?
He's trying to get one ready for virtual reality.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not happening. So many people to thank. A little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. You can email us. Mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
This is a historic act of devastating incompetence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
The fun level in this room is at an 11 right now, and that brought it down.
The ride is over!
The time for the clowns and the acrobats and the dancing bears has passed.
Get away from here. Get. Get.
And we apologize for our stupidity, and we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Thank you, and good night.
And the show's over.
What? Bye-bye.
Tony Stark is in the 1%.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.